The president signed several new executive orders aimed at exerting further federal control over D.C.'s justice system and directing the defense secretary to establish, quote, specialized units in the National Guard to be ready to be deployed to other crime, to address crime in other cities like Chicago, which the president seemed focused on as his next target, slamming the state's Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and chastising him for not welcoming the idea of federal deployments in the city.
I hate to barge in on a city and then be treated horribly by corrupt politicians and bad politicians like a guy like Pritzker. I don't like going to a town, a city, place, a state, and then be criticized by some corrupt or incompetent governor where crime is rampant. When I have some slob like Pritzker criticizing us before we even go there, I made the statement that next should be Chicago, because as you all know, Chicago is a killing field right now. And they don't acknowledge it. And they say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. A lot of people are saying maybe we like a dictator. I don't like a dictator. I'm not a dictator. I'm a man with great common sense and I'm a smart person. And when I see what's happening to our cities, and then you send in troops, instead of being praised, they're saying you're trying to take over the republic.
And the president also saying that he's not ruling out military deployments to Chicago.
Are you prepared to order National Guard troops, though, into American cities if those governors don't request the federal deployment?
I am, but I also think that, look, Chicago, everybody knows how bad it is. Everybody standing there knows. We know. You don't have to be doing any studies. They should be saying, please come in.